Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really interesting lined up. Absolutely, we're diving into a hot topic, the Gemini banana trend. Why it seems like everyone's jumping on it, but so many creators are missing the mark. Exactly. You know, scrolling through your feed, it's all nano, banana edits and viral hooks, but honestly, a lot of these campaigns aren't hitting the mark. Right, so what's going on? Why are we seeing tons of views but hardly any sales? Well, it's kind of like putting a turbo on a car with a blown transmission. Lots of noise but no real movement. Creators are getting engagement, but that doesn't always translate into revenue or growth. That's a great analogy. So what do you think is the biggest issue here? A lot of it boils down to execution. The hype is real. But if you're just riding the trend without a solid strategy, you're setting yourself up for a crash when the algorithm shifts. So what is this Gemini banana trend doing exactly? I mean, besides flooding our feeds with banana memes. Good question. It really kicked off with the launch of the Nano banana tool inside the Gemini system. It's powerful and drew in over 10 million new users and more than 200 million image edits in just a few weeks. That's massive. Wow, that's a lot of bananas. But how do creators actually leverage this tool effectively? Alec, here's the catch. Most creators treat it like a magic button. They type in a prompt, get a funny banana image, slap it on a short video, and hope for the best. But with everyone using the same tool and prompts, it's just noise. Oh, wow. So it sounds like it's not enough to just create something funny. Exactly. The successful creators aren't just posting bananas. They're using them as a hook to grab attention and then quickly pivoting to a real value proposition. If you miss that pivot, you're just entertainment, and that won't pay the bills unless you're at the very top. That's a great insight. So how do creators fix this issue in their funnels? One major issue is what I call the dead end. A user sees your content, laughs, and then just keeps scrolling. You got the view, but not the sale. So what's the solution here? You need to build a bridge. For example, a brand called Citrus Threads was struggling until they started using Nano banana avatars wearing their actual products. That simple change made a huge difference. That's brilliant. But is this trend really viable for businesses long term? Absolutely. I hear skepticism all the time. People think it's just for kids. But look at the forecast. U.S. Gemini users are projected to grow from 55.7 million in 2025 to 85.7 million by 2029. That's over 54% growth. Wow, that's significant. It sounds like businesses need to pay attention. They do. And for B2B, it's not about bananas, literally, but using the rapid AI-generated visualization concept to innovate. Even Google is betting on this. Gemini was a top trending search query, outpacing topics like sports and politics. So creators should be leveraging that trend strategically, right? Exactly. Don't let the trend dictate your strategy. Use it to amplify what you already have. The Nano banana integration stands out for its speed and ease of use compared to other tools. That makes sense. So how can someone get started with the Gemini banana trend the right way? First, stop just posting single images. Start using stories or carousel formats. Look at your data too. If your audience drops off after 4 seconds, your hook is weak. And I love your pro tip about using the curiosity gap. Make them wait for the reveal. Right. It boosts watch time, and don't shy away from asking for the sale. If you entertained your audience, you've earned the right to pitch something. That's so true. So to wrap things up, what's the key takeaway for our listeners? Remember, the Gemini banana trend is just a tool. Use it wisely and don't be just another person posting fruit on the internet. Build a business behind it. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing these insights, Alex. My pleasure. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.